Macmillan Audio presents A Bigamist's Daughter by Alice McDermott. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert.
One. She is almost beginning to believe him. He's been here for nearly 20 minutes now, sitting across from her on the edge of his seat, his forearms resting on her desk, his hands folded before him, the right hand covering the left a fist that he occasionally taps ever so lightly upon the gray steel to give his voice emphasis. His voice is southern, slow, but with a rising quality that makes her feel it's being rushed from behind, that something is pushing him to get the story told faster, to get it finished. Perhaps it is only her slow, habitual glances at the clock on the edge of her desk, or the quick sounds of the typewriters outside her office. But his voice will not be rushed, and his face, that light, open, seemingly featureless face that only very blonde people can have, very blonde people with pale skin and colorless lashes, remains unchanged. "He seemed to look different each time we saw him," he tells her, reciting. "Not a difference in weight or dress or disposition. Not even the difference that can come over someone at different seasons. But a true, somehow, internal difference. At times he would look kind. God, so kind it made you want to kneel. Filled you with an optimism, a joy that was..."